DM10 quarterfinals gave fans a tantalizing preview of what's to come in the 2025-26 PSL season. Some of the league's heavyweights made bold statements, while others left supporters scratching their heads. The South African top flight returns to our screens this weekend, and here at Hit the Target, powered by Hollywood Bets, we'll be bringing you closer to the action every step of the way. Joining me to unpack this weekend's matchups is African football analyst Mark Stradom and CPC Schle Sony. Gents, welcome.
Good morning, team. Good morning, Desh. Gift. Exciting weekend ahead of us.
Yes. Good morning, everyone. Hopefully the league is going to start, it's going to continue. I mean, with the gear that the MTN 8 started with, because those matches were fire. We saw goals. We saw a lot.
All right. Well, at the official launch of the Betway Premiership season, Kaizer Chiefs head coach Nasreddin Nabi shared his outlook. He said, and I quote, "It's going to be a tough league, but we know where we come and where we want to go." I unquote. Mark, let's unpack that. Where exactly is this Kaizer Chiefs outfit headed?
Hopefully towards glory again. We all know they're still going through a rebuilding phase with Nabi at the helm. Fortunately for him, they did deliver a trophy last season. So building off that success and growing in confidence, hopefully that could bring the glory days back to Naturina, because I'm sure with the massive fan base that they have, I'm sure they would want more success that they've been having recently. And reaching towards the top of the table, because not having MTN8 is a bit of a negative side to what they've been doing, because they are the reigning, well, the most successful team in that competition. So without having that as a bit of a negative, but it's a new season, new beginnings. I'm sure they can come back to how they were.
Yeah. The Glamour Boys begin their campaign on Sunday against a Stellenbosch outfit who they haven't lost to in the league since the 2021-22 season. Sony, does that give you confidence going into this weekend's clash?
Not really. I mean, Stellenbosch is a top team. They lost some key players, but I think it's something that they're used to now. They've been losing key players and replacing them, still, you know, performing at the same level. So I'm sure Steve Barker is also tired of losing to Kaizer Chiefs and would like to, you know, change that. And what a better way to do it. He has a better chance of doing it now at the start of the season, before they can be able to, you know, gel together, find a formula that, you know, can work for them. And you saw how he turned things around during their MTN 8 clash against AmaZulu. So it won't be an easy fixture for Chiefs, and also for them still is. I don't think we can go there and say just because Chiefs have been managing to defeat them that the results will be the same this Saturday, Sunday, I mean.
Yeah, the road ahead is anything but smooth. I mean, Kaizer Chiefs face four top eight finishers from last season during August alone. If they can weather this early storm, surely the path could open up later in the campaign?
Yeah, I mean, they're starting with some seriously tough fixtures. I think they're also going to face the defending champions in those first five fixtures. So if they can find a way, you know, to collect points at least in all of those fixtures, then that will be a promising start in what is going to be a busy season. I mean, remember, they're also going to partake in CAF Confederations Cup. So they need, you know, a good start and to show that, you know, they are a serious team that is going to compete.
Yeah. Well, all eyes will be on the Soweto outfit this weekend. Which way can you see this clash going?
It's a draw.
Yeah, I have to agree there. I can't pick a winner in this fixture, because Delhi's were played well in the MTN8. Chiefs, we're not too sure of how they will approach, but they have brought in new players. So undecided, I will go for a draw, 2-2 draw, yeah.
All right. Well, let's keep with the Soweto outfits then. Orlando Pirates cruise past Polokwane City courtesy of a 2-0 win in their MTN8 quarterfinal. What a performance from your man, Ozinopolis, Mark.
What a performance indeed. exciting times for Pirates, exciting times for Pirates fans, and for the league as well. I think with all the signings that they've made during this transfer window, it just shows the intent they have for the league and to try and knock Sundowns off their pedestal, because I think Sundowns going for 9 consecutive league titles is actually ridiculous. So for them to make so many signings shows how competitive they're aiming to be this season and what's their objectives going into the season. So with Ahadu at the helm, with the fans singing after the game, they showed love to him and to the players. So it's really positive at the moment. And going into this fixture, I'm sure they would want to win this game just to set the tone going in, because it's a busy schedule. I think there's games coming every 3 or 4 days for the near future. So going in with a victory in the first game is a huge plus for them.
Yeah. I'll be looking at his team sheet, because there was a number of stars who took the game by the scruff of the neck in that opening clash against Polokwane City. Who from that team made your team of the week?
Well, obviously, Apollo's goal and the penalty, he got Man of the Match award. But for me personally, I'll have to say Nduli. I think he's exceptional. We knew how good he was at Stellenbosch. We knew what he can deliver and the type of player he can be. And not taking away anything from Stelis, but now with him at Pirates around, let's say, in inverted commas, better players, you can see now that how good of a player he is and how much better he can get. So I think as the season goes on, he's going to get better. And I do see him fighting for a place in the national team if he continues this way.
Yeah. The head coach, Abdeslam Wadu, made their intentions clear. The man said, "We're going for the MTN8 title." Sonny, when you hear a coach drop the gauntlet like that, surely he's challenging himself. Surely he's challenging his players. Do you think he's bitten off more than he can chew? Or is this what he's expected of him?
I'd say it's what is expected of him, because MTN8 has been like Pirates' bread and butter. You know, for the past few seasons, they've won it like 3 times in a row. So with the players that they've provided him with, what excuses will he have of not delivering? Because Jose Rivero left the team in a good state. They didn't lose, you know, so much of key players. In fact, they brought in more quality players, so he has no excuse. He has to deliver. I mean, I've heard him talking about pressure, saying he sees it as positive pressure, adding that there's pressure in life. When you wake up, in whatever you do, there's pressure. So he feels that his pressure is not really special. He just has to do what he has to do. He understands his mandate.
Yeah, I think you summed it up perfectly over there. Like Kaizer Chiefs, the mighty Buccaneers face a challenging start to their league season. In August, they're up against 3 teams that handed them defeats last season. Can they flip the script this time around?
The thing is, we haven't seen some of those teams play. But given what Pirates showed over the weekend, I think they can avenge themselves from those losses.
All right. Well, I'm aware that you've been covering a lot of Orlando Pirates news on the SBN website in the recent weeks. In case you missed it, Pirates were, I think, 7 wins from 7 league games last season. Can you see them replicating something like that this time around?
They have all the tools and qualities to do it. So I see them doing it. Plus, I'm sure they're tired of finishing second. So, and the best way, you know, to change that is to collect points early. So you can't leave it too late, because you've seen Sundowns, usually they just go win the first 10, 15 games or go undefeated in the first 10, 15 games. By that time, the gap between them and number 2, you know, you can already see that the race has been won.
Yeah.
Are they going to claim that? The season gets tougher it gets tougher as the season progresses. So it's important, you know, to win early. And I think that's what every team will be aiming for, especially Orlando Pirates.
Are they going to claim maximum points this weekend against Sekhukhune United, who have an ageless striker in their ranks?
What a quality Bradley Krobler is. I mean, to come from behind and to win, that's very commendable for Eric Tinkler's team. I mean, Tinkler is a former Pirates coach. I think he understands them, you know, how things are done there. But he hasn't been there in a while. But I think Pirates will win this one.
All right. Mark, are you agreeing with your fellow analyst over there?
I have to agree with everything he said. I think Pirates have all the tools and qualities, like he mentioned, to get the win, and even more so. I'm backing on Pirates to get the first victory of the season.
All right. Moving along, the reigning Betway Premiership champions, Mamelodi Sundowns, will kick off their title defense on Saturday against Chippa United, a side that they've never lost to in the competition. Is it going to be a case of same old this weekend?
There's no other way to put it. I don't think there's anything coming from this fixture without taking away from Chippa United. Mamelodi Sundowns is significantly the better team in terms of quality. Chippa lost Quahiba to Orlando Pirates, and that was the marksman, that was their talisman in the team. So losing him, and also getting a young coach in Bardella, so Chippa's going to have a very tough start to the season.
I mean, Chippa is currently undergoing, you know, several changes, as Mark has mentioned it. The coach, they also parted ways with several experienced players. I mean, they have a coach who lacks experience, and there are new signings also. They signed, you know, young talent, so it's very difficult to see them winning.
All right, let's not stand on ceremony then. 3 points for Masandawana?
Yes.
Definitely.
All right. Next up, we're going to discuss the AmaZulu rebuild project. Now, we saw a spirited performance from Usutu against Stellenbosch in the Cape not so long ago. Can you see a similar result this weekend?
I mean, AmaZulu, they despite the loss, I mean, they played well against Stellies, and they were there at the back of, you know, parting ways with like 18 players, and those players were experienced players. Most of them were starters. I mean, the chairman came out and said that they wanted, you know, to have a younger squad, and they brought in those young players, and they came to the party. We saw a lot of potential on them during that game against Stellenbosch. So I think they will, you know, give the newcomers a run for their money. I mean, not much has been, you know, said about or seen about Obit College, except that they brought in their former player, Monapule Saleng, who's on loan from Orlando Pirates. So I think it's going to be a difficult start for them, but let's look forward to the game. I'm not counting them out.
Yeah. Mark, I know off camera we were discussing the new recruits that AmaZulu have added to their ranks. There was a CDM in particular that you made mention of. Do you just want to elaborate on what you saw?
Yeah, I've been so impressed after watching AmaZulu play, especially after releasing so many players. I think his name is Langambeza. He plays in the midfield. What a beautiful footballer. Just watching him do the basics is so easy on the eye to watch. He never lost the ball, especially at his young age, playing in that demanding position in the center of the park. He was so good. He complimented Zungu so well in that position. So really looking forward to Otto Zwane and what he's planning to do with AmaZulu, because they do have some very well experienced players in the team. With Phyllis, he also did very well in the back. Zungu, like I mentioned, Xteen was also good. Sitole played well.
Those are debutants, Keegan Allen and Ryan.
Keegan Allen, we know what he can deliver. He's a solid defender. So they do have good players. I did I was a bit worried about them after releasing so many players, but it looks like Arteta has a plan, which is exciting to see, because we don't want to see them fall down the wayside and fight relegation, because they do have the quality to compete, and it's exciting to see what he's managed to do with those young players.
Yeah. You know, after missing out on the M10-8 in back-to-back seasons, they finished sixth last time out. Are they firmly in their rebuild project?
I wouldn't say firmly, because there's definitely always room to improve there. And like you've mentioned, they're opting for a younger squad with more seasoned players just to complement the youngsters. I think there's a young striker in that team, Mashiro, think it is. Also an exciting player that has shown that he's also capable of competing for that position. So AmaZulu, they do have some good youngsters out. Hanamub as well, as the captain. So Otazwane is cooking something there. They will need some better players coming in, but for now at the moment, it looks like he's quite stable.
All right. Which way can you see this weekend going? They are at home to newly promoted outfit, Orbit College.
Just in terms of experience in the league, I'm going to go AmaZulu's way.
All right.
AmaZulu.
100%. Let's actually keep it with KZN-focused clubs. Golden Arrows are away to the formerly SuperSport United, now known as Siwelele FC. Last season, Arrows finished 12th with a whopping 10 draws. Can you see a draw this weekend?
Not much is known about the newly formed Siwelele, except that it's coached by a very good coach, Lehlohonolo CM. So Arrows are in for a surprise. I mean, they had a rough finish last season. They had a really rough finish after much was expected when they appointed Manqoba Mnqitsi. But he has had time, you know, during off-season, you know, to prepare the boys, do some signings. But it's hard to say, you know, they're going to go there and win, or because we don't know much about Siwelele. We don't know what they've been up to, who they've signed, you know.
I couldn't agree with you more. I think this one is a case of let's just watch and see what happens.
Yeah, they just, Arrows just has to go there and execute their game plan, you know, hoping that the opponents allow them to do so. Because it's gonna be hard, you know, to prepare for what to expect. So the least they can do is, you know, sharpen their game plan, go there and do what they need to do.
Mark, let's just elaborate on the likes of CMR at another top flight club, because we saw what he did with his TS Galaxy outfit in two stints, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, CMR's a serious coach. He knows how to get the best out of his players. I think he's more of a man-to-man coach than just going there and coaching and giving instructions. He knows how to speak to his players and motivate them to get the best out of them. And we saw what he did with Sekhukhune last season before he was shipped out of his position, which was so unfortunate because he was doing such a great job there. But now taking on a new job, we all know that the challenge is going to be very hard to get the same results. It's a new team. It's a new experience for most of those players there as well that are coming in. So it's going to be a demanding job. But he's been, there's nothing that he hasn't seen. So I'm backing Siema to get the best out of his players and perhaps get a positive result on the day as well.
Siema is a complicated relationship with Sekhukhune. If you remember, well, before the start of last season, they parted ways with him and hired Peter Haibala. Then Haibala left just before the season began, and then they brought back CM. He did so well. It was like he never left. The team was
third, if I'm not mistaken. Yes, yeah,
it spent most of its time on the top eight.
Yeah, top three, top four.
Yeah, we can say we can just say top five, and it that shows how of a serious coach he is. So I'm really looking forward to his tenure with Siwelele. Hope they're going to give him, you know, the resources that he needs. They're going to be patient with him. You know, they're going to let him, you know, do his things without much interference.
Yeah. You mentioned the word patience in your response, and I think that's an excellent word to use, because in the media, at least, Kelvin Lejeune, the club president, said, we just want to survive the season. He said that it's a club going in a transition phase and PSL survival is his mandate. Do you agree or disagree?
Yes, I think that's important. I mean, the new owner, not much is known of him, you know, managing or owning a club. And for you to come and put pressure on the coach, on the players, that's maybe they must win the league or top three finish. I think it's important, you know, to build brick by brick with not much pressure. But that, hopefully that doesn't, you know, make the players relax and, you know, and feel that, you know, they can just not work hard. Yeah, I hope they're going to take the opportunity also and, you know,
well, I would say well that
because, if you remember well, the players that are there last season, they were this close to getting relegated. So with that patience and just surviving, that shouldn't be, you know, their mindset. They still need to go out there and fight to win and finish, you know, as high as they can.
Well, this weekend they are at home to a very beatable Golden Arrows outfit. Which way can you see this one going?
I'm going with a win draw on Arrows. I think Arrows have the ability to get the win, especially with that coach they have there. They've been working really hard in the off season. I've witnessed a few games of theirs recently, and they do look like they coming hot. So I'm going with a win draw for Arrows.
I don't know much about. I haven't seen much about the two teams, you know, during off season. So I'm gonna give it a draw.
All right. The final fixture of the weekend sees TS Galaxy welcoming newly promoted outward Durban City. Is this an unpredictable one?
I can base these two on their recent performances. It was a shocker for TS Galaxy, you know, to be eliminated in MTN 8 when they had such a good start, you know, scoring those wonderful goals, and then they blew the lead. As for Durban City, they were not really promising during that Premier's Cup. But I saw before we came to the studio that they announced a few new signings. I mean, with an experienced coach in Gavin Hunt, I think he's capable of turning things around. We've seen him, what he did, winning the league with Bidvest Vets. So I'm positive that, you know, he can turn things around. But in this match, I think TS Galaxy is going to take it.
Yeah, no, I'm with Keith on this one. Galaxy for the win, because I think Hunt still has a lot of work to do to getting the team on the same page and finding cohesion in the team, because bringing all those new players all at one time, especially not playing so well in the Premier's Cup, like you've mentioned, it's going to take some time. I do trust in Gavin to get it right, but I think Galaxy will get the victory in this one.
All right, gents. Well, it's been a pleasure unpacking all things PSL related with you. We're going to have to wait and see how your predictions plan out. Do let us know in the comments who you think is going to lift the 2025-26 PSL. Until next weekend, thanks and goodbye.
Cheers.
Cheers, guys.